Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is about trees that grow and change. Trees can stretch tall into the sky. They can grow slowly, little by little, over time. And as they grow, they can change through the seasons too. Let's slow down for a moment and take a closer look together. Zara the zebra and Leo the lion are walking on their favorite hiking trail. Trees stretch up on both sides of the trail. Sunlight peeks through the leaves in little spots on the ground. A soft breeze moves the branches above them. Whoosh, Leo whispers. Zara smiles. It sounds like the trees are saying hello. Leo smiles too. He likes that idea. So he calls back. Whoosh, hello, trees. Then Leo stops. He looks up and up and up. That tree is so big, he says. He tilts his head. He taps his chin with his paw. I wonder, he says in a curious voice, how do trees grow so tall? Deep under the ground, roots spread through the soil. Roots help hold the tree steady. They also help the tree take in water. Up above the ground, the tree stretches toward the sunlight. Trees need water, sunlight, air, and soil to grow. Leo looks down at the trail. A root curves across the trail near his feet. Zara, look, he says. It's a tree root. Zara's eyes widen. Wow, it stretches so far. Then she follows the tree trunk all the way up with her eyes. And then it keeps growing up and up and up, she says. Then she remembers something. Not long ago, those trees were only branches. And before that, when she walked this same trail, the leaves were orange and red. Zara feels curious. She taps her chin. I wonder, she says, do trees change colors? They do. Trees can change through the seasons. Their leaves can be bright green in the summer, yellow, orange, red, or brown in the fall. Then sometimes the leaves fall and the branches rest for a while in the winter. Zara and Leo keep walking along the trail. After a little while, Leo wipes the sweat from his forehead and smiles. I'm thankful for the trees that give us shade, he says. Suddenly, Zara notices a squirrel running along a branch. She adds, I think the squirrel is thankful too. Thankful for a place to play in the trees. Trees do a lot. They give shade on warm days. They can be homes for birds, squirrels, and other animals. Some trees, like oak trees, even grow acorn snacks for squirrels and other animals. Zara and Leo keep hiking until they begin to feel a little tired. They look for a place to sit and rest. Then up ahead, they spot something low beside the trail. A tree stump. They walk closer and lean in. Circles stretch across the wood, round and around and around. Leo traces one with his paw. I see rings, he says. Those rings can help show how old the tree is. Each year, as a tree grows, it makes a new ring inside its trunk. One ring for 1 year. Like a birthday, Zara says. Let's see how old the tree is. Together, they begin to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Leo scoots closer. There are more. Some rings are easy to see. Some are tucked close together. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Leo looks up. This tree has been growing for a really long time, he says. They keep counting, ring by ring, as they rest beside the tree stump. Around them, all the trees sway softly in the breeze on their favorite hiking trail. The end. Trees grow little by little with water, sunshine, air, and soil to help them grow. Some trees change through the seasons, and tree rings can help us learn how old a tree is. Trees do a lot too, giving shade and homes to animals along the way. Next time you're outside, take a look at the trees near you. Are they tall? What color are their leaves? What are you thankful for about trees?
That they grow roots and make good acorns for my acorn soup for my squirrel friends.
Next time you see a tree, you'll have so much to wonder about. Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.